Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 11th. Overnight, we had lower prices in the grains. May corn down 4.25 cents at 435.5. May wheat down 4 cents at 533.75. And May beans down 7 cents at 1177. Well, we started the week with a cancellation again of U.S. wheat to China. They canceled 264,000 metric tons of red winter wheat, so that's certainly not helpful out here. Now that the WASDE report is out of the way, we really didn't see, you know, too much there. We had, you know, I thought a good reaction price-wise to what seemed to be a little bit negative numbers out here. The funds came in and bought it. Are they going to continue to buy out here is anybody's guess. We had good weather in South America. Both Argentina and Brazil received rains that put the pressure on the corn and beans out here. Crude oil is down 82 cents a barrel, so that might be a little bit negative toward the bean oil. But we're really going to be turning our attention now to the acreage report at the end of the month. We're certainly going to see less corn, more beans out here, but I think that'll get tempered over time if we continue to have this great spring weather. Right now, we're going to be 65 degrees today in Chicago. Iowa, Des Moines is going to be 75 degrees. So, you know, guys are going to be chomping at the bit to get into the fields, but they're going to have to wait for the insurance dates, which are still a month away out here. For the week, we'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll have the weekly export sales on Thursday. Tomorrow, we'll get CPI. Again, I don't think that'll have much impact on the markets out here. We'll get the NOPA crush on Friday. That should be another significant number. You know, for the week, it's going to be really pretty much what the funds want to do out here. After adding in the commitment of traders reports from Friday, I still have the funds short 265,000 contracts of corn, 72,000 contracts of wheat, 122,000 contracts of beans, 31,000 contracts of meal, and 51,000 contracts of oil. So it's really a matter, we saw some fund covering. If they do cover more out here, we can certainly move higher. The outside markets, Bitcoin's making a new historic high. It's up over 3,000 a coin at 73,000 a coin. That's an indication that the world is very concerned about our expenditures and the deficit out here. So, you know, that could be an indication of inflation. Funds should want to buy the brakes if they believe inflation is out there. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.